Lucy Vieta joins me in the studio tonight. Originally from Guatemala, she makes her home in Cincinnati now. And while many of us know her as a poet, she's just written her first novel. It is titled Two of You. Luce, welcome to Around Cincinnati.
Thank you, Barbara.
I want you to start us off, if you would, by reading a couple of paragraphs from Two of You. And this is one of the main women in the story. Her name is Tita.
Her happy memories of Antonio would quickly vanish. He loved traveling more than the girl he left behind. Tita refused to accept her mother's words. You will be poor for the rest of your life, and it will be impossible to find a husband now. If she couldn't get a husband, there had to be a way to find Antonio. Laredo, Texas couldn't be that big. She'd cross the Rio Grande and find him. She was aware that some had lost their lives trying to cross the border. But when the twins turned 7, Tita made up her mind. It'd be too dangerous to take both girls with her. So she'd leave Marla behind. She'd take Marcia for Antonio to see. He wouldn't reject his own flesh and blood. He'd sure fall in love with his own daughter. Antonio Molina, the photographer. She'd go to the libraries and search for his pictures. She'd look him up in the phone book. There would be other men with the same name, but she'd find the right one. Later, she wished she hadn't taken that journey. She'd found not only the right Antonio, but also one changed Antonio.
Thank you. So, her decision, of course, has long-lasting effects on her twins, Marcia and Marla. They grow up in different places. How different are their lives? How would you describe the lives they lead?
Marcia, who is the main character, she stays in Laredo because Tita has a mental breakdown. And after she recovers, she's deported back to Mexico, to Nuevo Laredo. And Marcia stays with foster homes until the age of 18. And she was only 7 when she lost her mom. Marla, on the other hand, she stayed with relatives in the south of Mexico. And although her relatives treated her well, she grew up thinking that she had been rejected by her mom, and she also resented her twin sister.
And Marcia's life in America.
Yes, because she always thought that Marcia was her mom's favorite. And, you know, she had this picture of the United States being, you know, paradise.
Yes.
In her mind.
So we have these three strong women in different ways in this novel. What did you want us to learn? What did you want us to take away about them?
First of all, Tita, although she has a really good heart, she's also naive. She didn't know the outcome of her decision, of course. But I think of her, and I want you to think of her as a wildflower in a way, because she fell on tough ground, right? She's
yes.
Beautiful, but she fell on tough ground. And she has a really difficult life. Her life is painful, her story is painful, and maybe that's why I didn't choose her as the main character, because putting myself in her shoes would have been painful for me as well. Marcia is, I would say, a really blessed woman, and her story is at the beginning, like at the beginning of the novel, when she's 25, her story is like a fairy tale. She meets this handsome man who offers her everything she's never had, and she moves to Mexico with him. But then at one point, things turn around, and it's not a fairy tale anymore. It's real life, and she has to be able to stand on her own and be her real self, which she hasn't been doing well because she's afraid to show who she really is. Because she has this baggage with her from her past that she needs to unload before finding her way, I would say. And then Marla, well, Marla is the antagonist in the novel. So she's a shallow character. We don't tell a lot about her, but she's also brave. And you'll be surprised if you read the novel to learn what she's like at the very end, because we don't want to make her the hero, you know, before the time comes.
And so I'm quite amazed that somebody could write a whole novel in another language. Tell me a little bit about that process. Do you actually think in English? Do you think in it when you write?
I don't know for sure why I wrote the novel in English, but when I write, sometimes my ideas come in English and sometimes they come in Spanish and sometimes they came in both. So this novel in particular came out in English from the beginning. And my guess would be that since Marsha is the child of an immigrant in the United States, although you may think that she has the mind of a Mexican, she doesn't. Because although she's not American, she's not Mexican either. Because she came as a child and she's having second thoughts about leaving, moving to Mexico. And she finally does. But still, she needs to adjust.
And she, in turn, becomes a mother. And
yes.
There's a quote hanging on the bedroom wall in Marsha's baby's room. And it reads, "Babies are such a nice way to start people." And that encourages her to write a poem. So read us your poem, if you would, please.
Sure. "Will I ever know how you made yourself from a tiny seed, a thread that weaved itself into the perfect baby shoe? A sunflower bigger than your face, the clothes I bought could wait for a month or so. Dad couldn't hold you straight, his little doll with pants hanging loose. How you made yourself in so little time, your fingernails, your hair, your feet, your voice. Will I ever know how you made yourself, whom I love so much? Was there a magic wand saying your color, size, the things you like? Made from the softest silk in rainbow ribbons, you came from a gentle breeze and soothing drizzle. Stemmed from the sweetest vine to fill my world, the loveliest flower born."
Thank you so much. A real pleasure to be with you tonight. Best of luck with your debut novel, Two of You.
Thank you, Barbara.
I've been talking with Luz Vieira about her first novel titled Two of You, about which you'll find more information at wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. I'm Barbara Gray.